Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the message for the 14th of February 2021. Happy Valentine's Day to you all. If you drag yourself away from your chocolates and flowers for a minute, you can listen to the message which I've prepared today. And the reading is from 1 Corinthians 13, 1 to 13. If I speak in the tongues of men and of angels, but do not have love, I am only a resounding gong or a clanging cymbal. If I have the gift of prophecy and can fathom all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have a faith that can move mountains but do not have love, I am nothing. If I give all I possess to the poor and give over my body to hardship that I may boast, but do not have love, I gain nothing. Love is patient, love is kind. It does not envy, it does not boast, it is not proud. It does not dishonour others, it is not self-seeking, it is not easily angered, it keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Love never fails, but where there are prophecies, they will cease. Where there are tongues, they will be stilled. Where there is knowledge, it will pass away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part, but when completeness comes, what is in part disappears. When I was a child, I talked like a child, I thought like a child, I reasoned like a child. When I became a man, I put the ways of childhood behind me. For now we see only a reflection, as in a mirror, then we shall see face to face. Now I know in part, then I shall know fully, even as I am fully known. And now these three remain, faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love. Some children were asked about love, and this is what they said. Glenn, age 7. If falling in love is anything like learning to spell, I don't want to do it, it takes too long. Loving people takes a long time. It should take a lifetime. We should love people all our lives. Tom, age 5. Once I'm in kindergarten, it'll be time to find myself a wife. Kenny, age 7. Gives me a headache to think about that stuff. I'm just a kid. I don't need that kind of trouble yet. Regina, age 10. I'm not rushing into love. I'm finding fourth grade hard enough. Angie, age 10. Most men are brainless, so you might have to try more than once to find a good one. Dave, aged 8. Love will find you, even if you're trying to hide from it. I've been trying to hide from it since I was 5, but the girls keep finding me. Ava, aged 8. One of you should know how to write a check, because even if you have tons of love, there's still going to be a lot of bills. Manuel, aged 8. I think you're supposed to get shot with an arrow or something, but the rest of it isn't supposed to be painful. There's a love letter written from a woman to her ex-boyfriend. Dearest Jim, no words could ever express the great unhappiness I felt since breaking our engagement. Please say you'll take me back. No one could ever take your place in my heart, so please forgive me. I love you, I love you, I love you. I want you back. Yours forever, Marie. P.S. Congratulations on winning the National Lottery. In the 1986 Crocodile Dundee movie, Dundee is from Australia and visits New York City for the first time. And as best I can recall, he's accompanied by a female newspaper writer and finds himself cornered by a gang of young thugs. When Crocodile Dundee does not give them his wallet, one of them pulls out a switchblade and threatens him. Crocodile Dundee simply reaches behind his back while saying, "That's not a knife," and pulls out a large Bowie-type knife saying, "This is a knife." And as we read 1 Corinthians 13, we can almost hear the Apostle Paul saying to the Corinthians about the world, "That's not love. This is love." The world's version of love is not love. Most of the time, it just deals with lust. The church at Corinth was plagued with all sorts of problems. If you thought our modern-day churches were the first to experience problems, think again. The church at Corinth had loads of them. There were divisions over leaders and doctrines. There was incest. There was sexual immorality. There were problems over the Lord's Supper in the worship services. There was division over the importance of spiritual gifts, who had what gifts and which was most important. They were disorderly in their worship assemblies at times. Oh, the early church was something of a mess. And the Apostle Paul wrote to them saying, "And now I will show you the most excellent way." Paul was saying, "You followed the way of the world, and now I'll show you the best way, the way of Christ, the way of true love. The world does not offer true love. This is love." So let's quickly examine the most excellent way of love, the preeminence of love, the performance of love, the permanence of love. The word preeminence means that which is superior, the best thing in life. A certain husband was really downhearted and he said, "Everything in my life has gone wrong. My house has burned to the ground. My daughter's eloped with a no-hoper. My wife has left me. My credit cards are all too high. My current account is overdrawn. My cholesterol's sky high. I'm about to have a nervous breakdown. The bank is foreclosing on my mortgage. And Man United beat City 3-0. 3-0. 3-0. Sounds to me like all those bad things happened to that man because his priorities were mixed up. Football was clearly the most preeminent thing in his life. Brothers, we all have things that are important to us. We all have a priority list in life. We have our own ideas as to what the most important thing is. But Paul is saying in the first three verses that love should be the most preeminent thing in our lives. The performance of love. Our love should do something. Otherwise, it isn't really love. Because I have always wanted to do a good job at whatever I've done. I always wanted to perform well. Brothers, God is interested in our performance level. How's your performance in the stakes of love? I know you do quite well at some things, but what God is really talking about is your love performance. And that's what Paul's talking about. Here is how love should perform. Love is patient. We are patient with people who are over us or with people we respect. But what about people who are under us? What about being patient with people we don't like? What about being patient with our enemies? I know it's hard to be nice to some people. It's hard to be patient with some people. But love is patient. It is long-suffering. Our Heavenly Father has been suffering a long time with mankind, with all our numbness, our dumbness, and our sinfulness. And love is kind. Love does not envy. Love does not think he or she does not deserve that job, that house, that car, that boat, that income. They know better than I am. I should have that. Love does not envy others. Love is not self-seeking or selfish. Love is considerate of others. Love thinks of others. Love puts others first. And the permanence of love. Verse 8, love never fails, but where there are prophecies, they will cease. Where there are tongues, they will be stilled. Where there is knowledge, it will pass away. Great preaching is wonderful. It's edifying. It's encouraging. It's helpful. But great loving is even better. And it will last and last and last. And when we're dead and gone from this world, we'll be remembered most for our acts of love rather than our talents. Our abilities, our sermons. Love is the permanent thing. Speaking in tongues will cease. Prophecy and preaching will cease. Great speaking in any form will cease. Great knowledge will cease, but love is permanent. Final story about a five-year-old who lived in an orphanage. He stole from the other children and the superintendent of the orphanage tried talking to the boy. Didn't work. He just kept right on stealing. Superintendent tried all kinds of discipline. Nothing seemed to work. Finally, they had a team meeting and someone said, "Let's lavish love on him." And in different ways, the workers who worked in that orphanage began to show love to that boy. They began to show interest, to listen to him, to play with him, to hug him. And suddenly, for no apparent reason, the boy stopped stealing. Love never fails. The love of God has never failed, and our love will never fail. Commit yourself today to love and live a life of loving others. God bless you all. Amen.